Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, how we doing today? My name is Greg Graham. I'm your host for Okay, Okay, We're Listening. As usual, I have my panel, my co-host, Hamadi Martin. Hamadi, say hello to everybody.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How's everybody doing?
Anything in particular you do for Father's Day this weekend, Hamadi?
Yes, absolutely nothing. Went to work. A whole bunch of nothing, yeah. Baby.
Okay. And also my other co-host, Miss Lee, Miss Odetta Nikki Lee. Hello, Odetta. How you doing today?
Hey, everybody. What's up? How you doing? Happy Father's Day, everyone out there.
All right. Thank you. Anything particular you did this weekend?
I made some money.
You made some money?
That's always a good thing. Yeah, I made
That's
some money.
That sounded crazy.
Yeah, I know.
How did that sound crazy? You asked what I did.
That sounded crazy.
What's crazy about that? I made money. You did too. You was at work.
I made some money.
We're winning. I made some money.
Listen, I work in Elizabeth Neal.
I made
some money.
I made it baking. I didn't make it on the corner. I
made
it.
Got you.
What did you say?
Baking. Baking in my kitchen. No.
Baking. You're a baker?
Yes, I am.
Oh, nice.
Bake a lot of treats.
You need to ship some of that stuff down to Atlanta.
I will. I'll send you a little package.
Okay. And we're going to continue our show, Hamadi and Odetta, from what we had 2 weeks ago, being single parent and dating. So we brought back our guest, Akithia Bose. Hello, Akithia. How are you doing today?
Hello. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, we love you so much, we had to bring you back. How was your weekend?
It was great. It was awesome.
Yeah, anything particular, anything cool that you want to bring to the table that you want to give to our audience?
I went to the Juneteenth Parade and Music Festival.
Oh, yeah?
In Atlanta. Yes, I did.
How was that?
It was awesome. It was amazing.
Yeah?
Yep.
All right. Let's get started with the show, everybody. Is everybody ready?
Ready.
All right.
Ready.
Last show, we talked about, you know, being a single parent, dating. We got opinions from both male and also female. But, you know, we never really discussed what is the true definition of dating. You know, I think that word right there is getting confused a lot with a lot of people. Like the word, I love you, you know, a lot of different definitions of that particular phrase, the same thing is dating. We don't know what it is, so I want to go around the horn and see what you guys think about the word dating. What does it mean to you in today's society, and also we can have a better understanding when we're talking about it throughout this show. So let's start with Akithia. What does the word dating means to you?
Well, I would have to say dating, it meant something different than it does now. Now I'm dating for, you know, to meet a husband, to meet a, you know, partner. So day one or date one, you know, to date 5 or 10 or however many dates we have, it's all going to be leading up to, you know, that point. And if at any point during the dating that doesn't, you know, I don't feel like they're a good match, then it's, you know, kind of just let them go or, you know, part ways. But in the past, it was just to get to know people, have fun, you know. So for me right now, it's a lot more serious intent for dating when it comes to.
So you don't have that time for just a casual encounter. You want to deal with somebody that's going to be for your future. Okay.
Especially because I have a child, you know, so don't have time.
And is that upfront to the person that you're dating? They understand that you're not in for a casual encounter?
Well, yes, I believe honesty is the best policy. So right up front, you know, so we both know what we're getting into.
Okay. Let's go with the male perspective. Hamadi, what do you think the word dating means?
For me, damn, bro, it's crazy. I used my filter real quick. Dating, I mean, there's got to be levels to it, I guess, right? Like, am I taking you out? We going on a date? Or, you know, am I just coming over, you know what I'm saying, after you put the kids to sleep? Because, you know, a dating term, that's kind of serious, you know what I mean? That means you guys are actually doing activities together, you know what I mean? Like, we're dating, you know, like, you know, my parents might know you, or my mom might know you, you know what I mean? Something like that, you know? So I guess my answer is to a guy though, yeah, dating has to be that. It has to be more than just physical encounter. It can't just be I'm just coming by to, you know what I mean, to do what I got to do and I'm dipping, you know what I mean? It's got to be I'm spending time with you, you getting to know my family. There's levels to dating, but, yeah, we're actually working on something towards the future.
Yeah, I get all that. You're saying there's levels to it. And what Akifi was saying to us is that she don't have levels anymore. It's just
you call
this
Kiki.
Is it. This is what I'm dealing with. I know. This is what I'm dealing with. This is all I have. You know, I want someone that's going to be able to build a future with me. I don't have time for, you know,
yeah,
that one night stand thing. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's a man's definition of dating.
To hang out and chill. Like, look, if I'm spending my time, dedicating my time to you, taking time away from, you know, my life,
right,
then, yeah, I'm here for a reason.
If I take you anywhere further than a fast food restaurant, yeah, if I take you anywhere further than a fast food restaurant, then we're dating.
So.
Well, it means I'm spending some money on you, so we're dating.
I mean, okay.
You can't take someone on a nice date and you're...
Right?
That's exactly. Like, now we're dating. If I took you anywhere past...
If it's beyond McDonald's, it's like...
Yeah, we're dating now. Because I'm not, you know...
Okay. That's
I'm going to take you.
So is that the same? Is that synonymous with being exclusive, Amadi?
What are you talking about? It's a whole other topic, bro. You're talking about just
the
definition of dating.
That's what we're trying to define. Like, I don't understand what that definition means. That's what I'm trying to figure out. You know, you're saying, you know, we're dating. So what does that mean? Like, according to Akifia, that means you're being exclusive.
I mean, eventually, yeah.
So basically, Amadi, your definition would mean you could date more than one person with the same intention. You just, you know, some of them just what fall off the list eventually, or how's that work?
Well, and if we're having intercourse, then yeah, nah, we're exclusive. If I'm paying money, like we're going on dates and stuff, and we're having sex, yeah, we're dating.
But what if you're not
Now I'm invested.
But what if you're not having sex? So you're just hanging out.
Yeah, I can date anybody then.
And that's dating.
I'm dating anybody.
Like, that's how.
Yeah, I'm dating anybody.
That's what dating is to me, right?
Yeah, I'm dating anybody.
Well, don't say it like, all right, anybody. Okay.
What does it mean to you?
Yeah, Dada, what does it mean to you?
It's the process of getting to know someone. You know, like building a friendship, which blossoms into, you know, more. It's, you know,
you ain't got that
friendship.
Kind of time.
We do. I have to. Look, I'm taking my time. I'm reclaiming all of my time. I'm not rushing anything. We're getting to know each other. And when you
date
multiple people to get to know who you like. Dating doesn't mean you're having sex. You should get to know and date different people. If you're not exclusive, then you're not off the table. And you should be open to dating and getting to know people. That's just hanging out, talking, and vibing. Until I'm off the market, I'm single.
So hold on. Let me dive into this
a
little bit further.
I'm single, and I'm going to pursue options.
So
that
if you,
it's necessary.
If you're dating a guy, right, and let's just say you guys are somewhere really romantic, nice atmosphere, everything's vibrant, and so on and so on, and another guy that you are dating walks into that particular room, how does that go down?
I'm not gonna feel any kind of way. I'm not feeling any kind of way. I'm always prepared anyway. It doesn't matter.
Or vice versa.
I'm not gonna feel no kind of way. He shouldn't feel no kind of way because we're both open. I'm stating exactly what I'm there for and what I'm open to and what I'm doing. Like, don't hold your life for me. Do what you do, I do what I do. And if we come together and take it to the next step, then that's what we do.
So I guess I asked you the same question. Then is that discussed up front so the guy knows exactly where you stand?
Definitely. I love communication.
Yeah, that's a totally different
thing.
Show.
Yeah, you gotta talk.
And cuddle.
You gotta talk and know where we stand. Not everybody gets to cuddle, though. Not everybody gets to cuddle. Can't be
nice.
That intimate.
But even with that being said, Odetta, like, I'm with Hamadi on this because a lot of times, you know, when we try to communicate with the opposite sex, we all know that women are better communicators than men are.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But
am I right or wrong?
Once I don't know.
I got a point when I come with this.
Once I've opened that door where communication was easy and not an attack,
mm-hmm.
guys have been receptive and open to what I had to say, and they can share their feelings, and they feel good, you know, safe
I got that. I just think we need to have a different word for that, because, like, let's just say, for instance, I was dating you, and then we broke up, mm-hmm. and then I went to a Keithia and started dating her. Her definition is totally mm-hmm. different, and I might
right.
be kind of timid to actually say exactly how I want this to go down, because she's looking for this, you know, and me and her are vibing. But I want to have the same type of relationship that me and you had.
Yeah, but that's how things mess up. When you're not clear and communicate and say exactly what you want, what you're here for, that gives her the option to participate or to not to participate.
And if you're scared, then
and
you
bow out.
One anyway. That's
on you.
No, the point
you.
I'm trying to
you
get
scared.
With this.
You hold that.
See what I'm saying? Women are better communicators than men. So you guys get your point across better than we do, because we don't really want to communicate. That's not how we are raised or even taught to even speak. You know, we'd rather be the alpha male and say, okay, this is what it is, and everybody needs to submit to it, versus
uh-huh.
a woman
See,
wants to
you
have.
Get your feelings hurt that way.
I get that, but I'm just saying it's not a level playing field. The relationships are not made really for the man. It's really made more for the woman. And we follow your rules. We do what you want to do. And when we try to do things, sometimes we get cut off. I'm like, nah, that's not right. We're going to do it this way. So we just clam up and just do what we want to do. And then you call us liars and cheaters.
No, that's when you are open with your partner and you teach them how to communicate with you. You got to learn your partner. Maybe he's not saying the exact words. He's not articulating it. But you learn over time. You got to talk. I didn't think you'd clam up if you don't want to. I was like, but you have to get past
We're
that.
We're scared
and do it.
To. We're scared
you have to get,
to.
I'm scared of a lot of things. You got to get past
what?
And do it.
What is all this? Some
I guess Amadi's
stuff.
Not scared. Amadi just
talks. Why are people quiet?
The hell is wrong with you guys? All I hear is you guys talking about you scared or something. What are you talking about, bro? Bugging. You're scared to communicate.
Odetta,
I find it hard to believe that you
That's
can't communicate, Odetta.
Amadi, most men are scared to communicate with women. No, that's the
I
truth.
I feel that if you're a woman and you're making it safe and comfortable for a man, he communicates. That's just in my experience personally.
Right.
You know,
now,
I know there's a fear there. I get it.
Yeah, because
we
know
we
win the conversation.
I think personally that me personally, I'm going to speak from my aspect, is that I'm a great communicator. I tell you exactly what I feel, what I want, you know, what's going on. There's no gray area when I'm talking to you. I mean,
right.
If you haven't caught on to that by now, I really don't know what to tell you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
See, he is a great communicator. See?
Yeah, most
well, you got
are
you got
right,
that
though.
Message, didn't you? Got that message loud and clear.
Yeah,
we
got it.
Communication.
I received it.
Yeah.
Okay, see, there you go.
Somebody, I have a question for you, man, because I don't know where to go with that. Like I say, men are not that good at communication, except you.
No,
are.
But
you
saw how that worked,
man.
Though, Greg. Like, I communicated to her, and she caught that. Like, that was dope. Odetta, good job.
Yeah, she caught
it. Make it safe and comfy to talk so we can receive each other. I got you.
I'll come talk to you in a minute, all right?
Somebody, I got a question for you, man.
Man, what you got?
What are the benefits of dating a single parent, or is there any benefits whatsoever?
Oh yeah, the other parent can watch the kid while I go out with their mom. Great, super. You know what I mean, that's what we need.
What else, man? What else?
What
else?
What if the father's not in their life? I mean, then what?
That's what you got your girlfriends for?
What?
Girl, you need to go out on this date. I'll hype your girlfriend up for you. Just give me the heads up. Yo, you know your girl really needs to go out. She's had a long week. She's got to unwind. Just let her flow. Just let it go. Don't be that guy. Just let her go. Watch Junior. Let it go. I mean, you know what she needs is.
Right.
Pat on the back, too, and say, go ahead, girl. You go ahead and let her be free. Be free. Be free tonight.
What are the benefits?
No regrets.
What are the benefits?
The benefits are, well, one of the benefits, I would say, is that she's a little more seasoned at handling your children if you have any. You know, she has one. So that's something that if you're looking long-term with her, then you say, okay, well, she's, you know, been raised, well, depending on how she raised her child, but at least she's had some practice, let's just say that. So that's a benefit if that's what you're looking for. I don't know. What other benefits? What do you think, Odetta?
I think like maturity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you mature. Kids mature you whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I was a young mother, so I was on it at 18, like mommy mode, focus. So responsibility and stability. You have something that you're living, well, a person that you're living for and working for. So, you know, I think that shows a lot of great characteristics and attributes in someone that you will want to spend your life with.
Mm.
But a lot of positive
okay.
benefits to dating a single parent. Because you get to see a lot of that
people,
in the forefront.
Yeah, when you have two people like that, it's even better, honestly. I'm in a situation where, you know, I'm thankful enough to have somebody else in my life that does the same thing that I do for their child, you know. So it's an awesome experience. When all the kids get together, it's just like one big night at band camp, you know what I mean? So it's pretty dope.
So what I'm getting from everybody, the consensus, is basically more experience and more nourished and more cared for child.
I agree.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay, that makes sense to me. Akeithia, how you doing?
I'm good.
All right, so question for you. Okay. If you're dating, you know, when is it time to introduce your kids to his kids?
Well, I think there's
Or is that nothing to done? Go ahead.
No, I think there's a couple ways to be creative about that. Well, if you recall from the last show that I said I think the sooner the better, you know, as far as someone I'm dating to meet my child, I think it would go also for the children. And there's ways to even do play dates, and the kids won't even know that it's a date that you guys are on. You know, there's different creative ways to bring them in and just look at that dynamic, especially for me because I'm looking for something, you know, a little more serious. But whereas someone who's just trying to date, they don't really care about the kids bonding because they're not trying to really bond with the kid themselves. So.
Oh, Betta, what about you?
Nah, she already told us, Greg. She said 6 months, remember? Bro, maybe you didn't listen to the last show.
No,
she said to meet the guy. 6 months.
To that,
you know, but once you feel like things are getting to an exclusive level, then I feel like maybe you can introduce the kids because you're really serious about being with the person. Shut up. And,
you go
you know,
back on your
family.
Trump.
Shut up.
That's just 6 months
what?
Now.
It is pretty much 6 months.
6 months.
After you get to know each other, you got a vibe going, you feel like maybe you're being exclusive, once was that, then I feel that's a suitable time to introduce kids to kids. You know, kids catch feelings quick. So I fear doing something too premature. You know, they're going to worry about, where's, you know, so-and-so, and then where's so-and-so's son or daughter, like, the attachment, and then breaking that should things go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something I'm just hesitant on doing.
Until
I know it's real and it feels good, and I know it's something good for my child.
So everything has to be safe and above water before we bring the child in.
It has to feel good, yeah.
Yeah, the chemistry has to be right. And we know that even if we don't stay in a relationship.
I'm committing to.
Even if you're not going to stay in a relationship with the person, you know, do you still introduce the children to them? Because, you know, a good chemistry set and you know that this guy will be a good person to be around your child? Or is it just, nah, everything's done with me, so everything's done with my family as well?
No, that would really have to depend on the situation and the circumstance,
right.
You know?
He gets a title, uncle.
Yeah, no, we don't do
that's
uncle.
Your uncle.
We don't
uncle
do that.
Greg.
That's
no,
your uncle,
no,
Junior.
No, thanks.
That's your uncle,
that.
Gregory.
No,
that's uncle. Uncle Gregory leaving in the morning.
I like you. Never
oh,
did that.
Oh, my God. That's Uncle Gregory's washcloth.
Oh, yo.
Too early. My bad. That's way too much.
All right.
You know, he's not talking to me. I know.
We asked that for your body. Do you have a response to that?
What was the question? Because I thought I just responded.
I guess you responded to Odetta talking about you. When is it time to
yeah,
meet?
Odetta,
no,
Odetta,
he wasn't.
She reneged on her statement.
You know,
I'm not talking
to
Odetta.
He
no,
was
the question
respond.
About
you responded
is,
last week. You said 6 months. Totally disagree. That's,
but it wasn't last week.
Never mind.
Firstly,
it was
right.
2 weeks ago.
Get your receipts right.
Episode. But,
get
yeah, I do agree
right.
with Marty.
You
do
it. But anyway, I'm here today. I'm here now. I'm ready.
Okay.
He still got five
okay.
months and 2 weeks to meet your kid. So it don't matter. You know what I mean? It
okay,
don't matter.
Right.
Oh, buddy,
okay.
what's
so,
your response to that?
Though? I like your countdown.
I went with Akeith here. Yeah, if I was his, I'd be counting down too. Now that I know that, you know,
I know.
His time limit.
I know he is.
It's longer than an NFL contract. I mean, good Lord.
Yes, it's worth it.
Says who? Says
I have
who?
References. I have
references. Okay. Time's not on your side, champ. Yo, check
all right,
this out.
All right,
though.
All right. Let's open up the phone line, guys. You know, we have a question that's going to come up, and I want you guys to, in the audience, to answer this question that Odetta is about to present to us. Odetta, can you give us a question so I can give them the phone number?
Sure. Okay. I was scrolling through the internet the other day, and I stumbled upon a blog that said the title was "Only Desperate Men Date Single Mothers." That struck a chord because I am a single mother, and it was really harsh. The blog writer went on to say that only men that have low self-worth date single mothers. I posed that question to the fellas, like, do you hear that amongst yourself, you know, your people? What's good?
All right, so let's open up the phone line to see if anybody can respond to that. And I'll definitely give you a chance.
Yeah, yeah. While we're waiting for the phones, I'll be happy to answer that.
No,
so,
let me open up the phone lines for somebody.
No, no,
call,
let me answer
call,
that.
Wait your turn.
Let me open up the phone
no,
line.
No, let me answer that.
Wait your
we
turn.
We will open up the phone
open
line.
The
phone number is 714-583-6887. Once again, phone number is 714-583-6887. And actually, Amadi, we have somebody on the line already, so you have to wait, sir.
Damn.
Sorry.
I'm bringing them in now. That if you gotta be patient.
You better hurry up, buddy.
Well, Marty, you can go ahead. Marty, go ahead and answer
see,
the question.
See, that's what I was talking about. See, God always works in mysterious ways.
Oh,
yo. So I was see. That's why this is the moment I'm supposed to tell you how he's really going down, right? Of course, it's almost like I want to find a single mother because I can see how she interacts with her child. So that when I can have our child together, I already know what I'm working with. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, it's almost like an audition. You know what I mean? So I see how you work with your kid. You guys have a great relationship. You're going to be great with our kids, you know? And it's a great experience. It's an opportunity to also be a positive influence in that child's life because, you know, me personally, I know what I bring to the table. So, you know, it's a win-win. It's a win-win situation, you know? Because, you know, sometimes the person that was with that person prior to, you know, that test drive might not have gone so well, so they didn't buy the car. You know what I mean? So here we are. Now we're looking at this car together.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. To me.
But do you feel like you're desperate? The title of the blog was Only Desperate Men Date Single Mothers.
No, absolutely not. I think that blog is way off. I think insensitive. You think that's actual?
No, I agree with you, buddy.
Yeah, that's way off. I mean, insecure men, you know, don't really date. You know what I'm saying? They don't have the gall or the, you know what I'm saying, the confidence to even step to a woman. You know what I'm saying? They usually just talk about people behind people's backs and, you know, big themselves up when they're really not doing nothing.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I it's hard for me to say, but I do agree with Marty on this one. You know, just because you're a single woman doesn't mean that I'm insecure or you're, I guess, easier to get. It's just every woman. Go ahead.
I think that perhaps where they're coming from when they say that, they assume that because you're a single parent that you have low self-esteem or you feel damaged goods or, you know, that somehow you're no longer worthy of, you know, the same type of commitment level that a person with no children would have. That's what it seems like that person is saying that.
That could say the same thing for a person that's divorced. You know, it's all about energy. You know, if the energy is right, the energy is right. Now, if a man is able to get into you because you are insecure and you allow him in, that could be any woman. I don't see just because you have a child that's the reference point to say, hey, this person's insecure, I need to, or this person doesn't have a lot of confidence, I need to just kick it to her. I don't think men look at it like that. A lot of men are scared to talk to single parent because they're scared of the baby daddies.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't
learn
that.
They don't want that
that's
drama.
That's a factor for real? Okay.
Well, just look at a guy that never had any children. Marty's a little bit different, and I'm different too, but... If I don't have any children, I don't want, you know, do I want to raise somebody else's child? That's a lot of things that go through men's head. Like, do I want to raise this person's child? It's not my child, and this child is disrespectful or not listening to their mother or whatever, and they're not going to listen to me. Why do I want to deal with that? So that's another
thing. She
got to
really, really be special.
Yeah.
It takes a special man to do that, definitely. Very special.
Yeah, he has to be very confident.
And vice versa, woman as well. Yeah. So.
And I haven't met any woman. You know, I had this one lady, old lady told me, she said, I hate a man that acts like a pussy.
Mm.
I don't know any woman that wants a man to be not confident. Not cocky, but not confident. If he's not confident,
yes.
You know, she's not dealing with him at all.
You got to have some cojones.
Yeah. So I don't know where that blogger is going. You got to send that to me so I can read it.
Yeah,
I
scroll through that like, wait a minute, what? This is a thing? And yeah, it was. I understand having a preference or whatever, but, you know, to label a man as being desperate or having low self-worth, that's harsh and hard and just whack.
Yeah, they're
basically
saying that you shouldn't date no more because every man is going to be desperate that comes up to you. That's crazy.
Right. Yeah,
I don't see how that is relevant to anything. And like I said, I don't usually agree with Amadi, but you know, I tend to agree with him on this one.
I don't know why you find it so difficult to agree with me. I'm just an uncensored version of you, so stop it.
I know that's why it's so hard. That's why it's so hard.
Sucks to be you, homie.
All right, Amadi
has spoken.
Yeah, the protege, the Padawan has become the master. Amadi, back to you. I have this question for you. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we harder on single mothers versus single fathers, especially mothers with multiple baby fathers?
Well, the first obvious answer is because of the society that we live in, because of the way that society has us or would have us view the male model versus the female role, I guess, that's played, you know? And I guess, in all honesty, my personal opinion would be, and this is just because this is how I believe, the woman has a lot more responsibility in nurturing our children and the next generation and the child. Men tend to be less responsible because they don't have that, I don't want to say attachment, because me, I can't personally understand that, but I mean, it's obviously proven that men don't have that attachment to the children as much as the mother does, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like me personally, to judge my judgment would come because the woman can actually can actually control her body. You know what I mean?
No.
So you're saying it's discipline? it shows her lack of discipline with having multiple.
Well,
partners.
I mean, but, I guess
right,
that's
but not his.
The next. Well, he's. I would say that because of the stereotype of the man being more easily being irresponsible, or you know, more likely mm-hmm. to be responsible, he doesn't have the responsibility of bearing a child, carrying a
yeah,
child.
Do you
for
feel
nine
it's
months,
fair though? It's, do you feel it's fair and?
No, I don't. I don't feel it's fair at all. I feel that it's just going to take some time, though, for that stigmatism to go away.
Okay.
That's just being honest.
I'm with that.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
okay,
no, there's
so
really
the
no other way
to go
shape
away. Like, how do you get rid of that stigmatism? Because
just like with anything that we're trying to change in the world today, it starts mm-hmm. with each individual, and each individual has to start making a commitment to actually re-educating themselves. In the proper way, and understanding that the woman does have the control over her body. Not that we were raised, you know, like the father's the man of the household. Yeah, we get that. But the woman still has a say-so over her body, respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of men still don't agree with that, believe it or not. Like, this is almost some archaic shit, to say the least.
Yeah, that's true, because, you know, but you, I'm sorry, but, you know, like, three shows ago, you was talking about that that barbecue. If that girl's been around the block a lot, you know, you don't want to deal with her. You know, that's how men look at things. We don't want to deal with somebody that everybody has touched. Versus
well, I deal
a
with
woman.
Her. I'm not trying to bring around nobody.
Her.
Bro, I told you that already. I'm not. I'm deal with her. She's for everybody. She's trying to get my time.
You just can't
in.
Be seen with her.
Yeah, you can't be seen with her, bro. You know.
That is so
pull up late
and
night.
And I said, I didn't care. I don't care either way. Whatever happened before me. And if I'm with you, most likely I know what your past is about. And I probably like
you were lying. I told you that. I called you out on that bullshit. You were
like
lying.
Like I
me.
Said, I'm not lying. Maybe 20 years
you're
ago.
You're not walking around
lying.
With no bird, bro.
Somebody,
you can't
I don't
do this.
Care.
Absolutely
I
not.
Care. I want to respond to that one. So
go ahead.
I only have one child, but I think what we're missing here is that it takes two. So you know, she's had a run with the first, let's say the first one, let's just say me, you know, and then you try to get in a relationship again and you're like, okay, this is the one, and you get pregnant and it turns out not to be the one. Do you stop, like, you know, just, you know, being abstinent, or do you stop trying to find love again? Because it seems to me that, you know, you're assuming that because she has multiple fathers that she's a hoe. Or, you know, she's promiscuous out there just sleeping around. That's not...
You stop having unprotected sex, like, so that doesn't happen again. That's one thing. Like,
But we're talking about the you know, men to women. It happens with men all the time.
All the time.
But with women, I'm saying more often with men spreading their seeds than women just having multiple fathers.
Yeah, I think that's a more different
topic.
All
right, so... I don't know if this is going to sound crazy or not, but it's just going to be said. The dude is the one that has to basically ask permission to be inside you, right? So that ultimate decision lies in the woman to let the man inside her. I mean, other than that, it's illegal and it's called rape. You know what I'm saying? So the ultimate decision really relies on the woman to be the most responsible of the two. And
ooh,
I hate to
whoa,
place
wow.
the blame
wow.
back on one, but... That's no, but I'm being honest with you. Like, I'm being straight up. Like, a dude can be irresponsible, right? And we're going to shame him? Fine, we're going to shame him. But the woman is the one that's left to bear the child and also to take care of the child. And that's just the harsh reality of the thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's
whether people
problem.
Like to hear it or not, that's real.
But that's the problem. That's what I'm saying. We're viewing women and men as individuals and not as two responsible parties and, you know, and having a child. Because... A man who does, like you said, you have an attachment to your children, as whereas some other men may not. Like, could you just walk away from your children? You know what I mean, or not be attached anymore? That
no, but I know men that can. I know men
right,
that
but
can.
But that doesn't make it right. That doesn't make them a whole man, in my perspective. Because a real man, in my perspective, wouldn't do that. They wouldn't walk away from their children. So, right there, to me, that's a reflection on the man that she chose. Yeah. So. I think it's just kind of it just, you know, plays back to that double standard there to me. I don't know.
No, I think you just
hold on, guys. We got a caller that called in, so let's let that person in. I had a very difficult time letting the people into our phone lines. So caller, welcome to OK, we're listening, and please state your name and where you're from, and answer the question that Odetta had for us.
My name is Chris Green. I don't know if you can hear me. Are you listening? Are
yeah,
you
we
listening?
Can hear you. Yeah, we can hear you, Chris.
Perfect.
OK, perfect. We're listening.
As far as the double standard, I think it does go back on the – it goes back on both of them. You know, you can't have one without the other. Mm-hmm. So when you say that, is it her fault for her bad decision choosing the wrong man, or is it he's not a real man because he could just walk away that easily? It's on both of them. And mm-hmm. then going forward, as you extrapolate it, you know, as one of the speakers was saying that, you know, I have one child, I get another relationship, I think they're the one, we have another child and it falls apart. If I'm the man coming, you know, to that situation, I always feel a little hesitant. You know, this is just me. You know, there's not all men out there. You know, I'm not sure who the speaker was. You know, not all men are like me. There's other guys who would be gladly to, you know, if it's love, it's love. But these are things that you would talk about on the first date, second date. You know, they'll tell me that, you know, I have these two children from two different baby daddies. That would be a red flag for me. And then I would tell them that. I wouldn't just walk away. I wouldn't ghost them, you know. They'll know exactly how I feel.
So what exactly is a red flag?
The red flag is, one, if I'm ready to have another child. I have a child also. So if I'm ready to have another child. And two, again, like Greg says, not being scared of the baby's father, but if the baby's fathers are in their life, you know, maybe it'll be a disagreement of how to raise the kids, you know what I'm saying? And who wants to deal with all that headache? So, oh, the baby's father comes up, we're having a great time, or we want to go on vacation. Baby's father's like, no, can't take my child. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Little things that might come up that I wouldn't have to deal with if I deal with the next person.
Well, thank you, Chris, for commenting and calling in. Yeah, I see what he's saying with that, but it's the same thing like I was telling you guys earlier. Men don't really like to communicate with women on the same type of level. So when we see things that don't look right for us, we just, okay, we're done, and we just move on. While women were like, okay, let's talk about this. Let's come to a mutual ground on this and move forward. We don't think that way. So once we see that drama, we usually head out. While on the other side,
I think that's assumed drama, Greg, because, like, I don't mean to sound condescending, but I feel like we're giving men too much of a pass on what it means to be a man. Because if you're interested in this woman and, you know, you really want to move forward, you have a bond with the child, and you're going to back away because of the potential of getting into it with the father, I feel like a man, you know, who's really interested and wants to be there would actually try to have some type of communication with that father, would actually try to say, you know, we have this blended situation here, you know, go to him man to man. I mean,
but most men don't think that way.
Well,
we just don't. We're not trained that way. Like I said,
what if the woman presented to you and said, well, what if, you know, let's say it was, Odetta, I don't want to say you and I, but you and Odetta, you know, for example, and she said, hey, Greg, you know, how about you go talk to, you know, the father, whatever his name is. Would you be willing to do that?
Well, I'm willing to do that. I don't mind that. But I'm saying most men won't, because it's automatically, like Chris was saying, is a red flag, and you don't want to deal with that. It's like you guys outnumber us, so there's a lot more for us to choose from. So if there's drama there, we're just going to walk away.
Well, that goes back to the article then, right, Odetta? I mean, if you feel like it's too much drama, you know, you got to be desperate to hang in there. That's what it sounds like to me, because you got options, right?
Men have options.
No, I'm saying based on what the article said, Greg, you're basically agreeing with it then, because you're saying I have options. I'm not that desperate to hang in there and try to work this thing out.
No. They said that desperate men go after single parents.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. You're saying you're not that desperate.
Oh,
to
okay.
Hang out with, you know what I'm saying? You're not that desperate to try to work it out with the single parent. You're like, I'm moving on. I don't have to deal with that. I'm not that desperate.
Not necessarily, Akeithia. I don't necessarily say that per se, because I don't look at it that way. Men don't look at it that way. Like I said, if we have options, we have options. Now, I deal with energy, like I said. It doesn't make a difference if you have a child or you don't have a child. If we connect, we connect. I'm just saying that most men don't like to deal with drama. If a man
wants to have a woman, he could find a woman. It's like a woman could find a man. But if anybody sees drama comes about, a woman is going to deal with that a little bit better than men are. We all know that. Y'all deal with crisis much better than we do for some reason.
I think that's a stereotype.
You think so?
Yeah, I deal with stress and drama just fine, bro.
Yeah, you're a different breed.
I don't think – see, that's the thing. I think right now what's happening is a lot of us are still holding on to these stereotypes of what a man is and what a man can handle and what they're capable of. And we're basically saying the majority of men can't handle – I mean, it sounds like the majority of men are weak based on what you're saying. They can't handle crisis. You know, they can't, you know, hang in there and with a single parent. They can't communicate. This is, you know, I'm not trying to come for you, Greg, but that's what you're saying. That sounds to me like
no, it's
that,
just as different levels.
You know.
It's just different levels. Okay. It's like men automatically assume, like, and please, I'm not trying to be sexist here, but a lot of men can't deal with their woman being in charge of them. And what I mean being in charge, like being the breadwinner, being the one that makes the decisions, things like that. A lot of men can't handle that. A lot of, it could be stereotypical. It could be the thing that, you know, this is, I'm alpha man, I'm, you hear me roar, this is all the stuff that I'm supposed to do. And if they can't do that, they feel uncomfortable. So they walk away from that. So let's just say for you, Akeithia, I know that you are a successful black woman. You have your own business and you have a great career. Is it hard for you to find somebody that is less educated or less, with less income than you? And is that okay with that particular man when you're trying to date them?
So number one, it's not hard because that is unfortunately the majority of the type of men that
mm-hmm.
somehow I have attracted. However,
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, because we're in a patriarchal society, you know, yeah, they, you know, some men or most based on what you're saying may feel that they can't handle that because they're told they're supposed to be, you know, all of that makes them a man. So you have to make
mm-hmm.
more. You got to be, you know, the last say, the big piece of chicken, whatever you want to call it. You know,
mm-hmm.
you got to be
mm-hmm.
the one that's in charge of everything and receiving all of these gifts and blessings, but not putting in any work. So
mm-hmm.
For me, that is majority of what the type of men. I mean, truth be told, honestly, and this is just dating back since I started dating before my child, I've never dated a man who's made more than me. I'm still looking
wow.
for that. And I'm not rich.
Wow.
So, and
wow.
I mean down to the dollar. I just have not. That has not been my situation. I have been, like you said, we are a little bit, maybe a little more nurturing and considerate and like, okay, well, they, you know, they have it together. They're doing this. It's okay. But it always came up to be an issue. So,
where
you
live?
Have, you know, I have a point to that. I'm
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Shocking.
But I've not always lived here. That's I'm not from here. Remember?
I was gonna say most of the guys that make murder here probably are dating other guys.
Okay, Amadi, what do you think about that? Man?
Think about what?
I might be completely off, Amadi. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, what specifically do you want me to comment on? Because there was a lot that we discussed. That's why.
Basically, the whole gambit about, you know, how. You know, we talk about that question number five and also Chris coming in and chiming in on it about not trying to deal with a woman with another father, baby father, multiple baby fathers, and then dealing with that particular person. And also I extended the question to Akeithia about, you know, would you date a woman that makes more money than you, that's higher in position in her career than you? Would that be a factor for you? It's like, you know what, there's other women out here. I don't want to deal with that.
Oh, no, as far as having more money to me, that'd be awesome. I mean, that'd be great because I just want to go fish and chill with my kids. That'd be great. If you could find me one of those, that'd be super. But in the meantime, all seriousness, I mean, I'm like you said earlier, I'm different. But, I mean, I'm set in my ways. At this age and what I do, if you can't figure it out with me, then it's just not going to work. And I've been fortunate enough to have somebody that, you know, took their time to figure me out and actually cares and loves me enough to take their time with me and be patient with me. Because other than
yeah,
that,
I'd rather talk
work.
To her than you most of the time. You know that, right?
You're better off that way. You're going to get more of a response. You're going to get more respect. There's a whole bunch of things I really don't care anymore. Like, you're going to say what you're going to say. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And that's just what it is.
And that's it.
Yeah, my cousin just found that out the other day. I hadn't seen my cousin in mad long, and he was just like, yo, you are very, very straightforward. That, too. Yeah, that came out also. And I asked him why she's still talking to me. I couldn't figure out why he was still talking to me. I was like, bro, like, you're still talking to me. I know I haven't seen you in mad long, but just your presence is enough. Don't really need you to talk to me. Yeah, shout out to my cousin. I love you, cousin. Next time come over, stop talking so much.
Odetta, what do you think about what we were talking about?
Well, I'm with Akifia with dealing with men that don't make as much as you or barely make more than you and having that struggle.
Mm-hmm. It's hard.
You're waiting 6 months anyway, so it doesn't matter.
No, but the income, well, what is the raise going to just like surplus in 6 months? I doubt it.
Maybe.
That's why you never get to that 6 month mark.
I'll give you 6 months to get a raise. How much longer do you need?
It ain't going
to
meet your kids. It don't matter. It never going to meet your kid.
My daughter, she's 23. She's unbothered. She don't care.
You see what I'm saying? 23 years later.
Work on dating
years later.
Work on dating years later. Work on dating right and together. Hamadi, see, you always distract me. I forgot it. What was the question?
I know I have that effect on you, baby.
I can't stay focused.
I know. Get it together.
About dealing with men that make less than you or is less educated than you, allowing you to have a higher position.
I don't want to do that no more. I don't want to do that anymore. I'm not with it. I did that. I've been there. I rode for you. I waited. I tried. I'm not with it anymore. I'm 40 years old, firstly.
Mm-hmm.
I still got it, though. And
still got it.
I need more. Oh. That's official.
You need more.
Boy, fight a dollar for every time I heard that.
I need, what?
No, but this is interesting, Odetta.
It's just like, I need more. I don't need your money. I just need you to make your own money. I got my money. I got my money. I got mine. Just match me and better. Let's upgrade and build. That's what I want.
There's got to be something else that's going wrong then.
I think it's the communication stuff. I think it's a communication.
It's got to be a communication. That's why I say.
I talk
Greg,
to a lot of women.
It shouldn't be so hard. It
just
really shouldn't be so hard. It shouldn't be
every
as
woman
hard
says
as
men
it
lie.
Is.
They lie. They lie. They lie. They lie. They cheat. They lie.
I don't
they
say that. I don't say that. I don't
a
say
lot
lie,
of women
you.
Say that. A lot of women say
I
that.
Don't. I haven't had those issues, thank God.
But, Greg, the problem comes when the guys tell the truth. And then the woman's like, oh, no, hold on, what? See? Nah, I know he's not, no. And then you're like,
right.
See, you shouldn't have said nothing. That's why I told
right.
you before.
That's
remember
no.
behind
your
me? Yo, Greg,
that's
you remember that
true.
Saying you told me? You remember that saying, bro? Two things, bro.
Are we going,
you're gonna
are we going
believe
back to 20 years ago?
Like you told Shorty, you're going to believe me or your lying-ass eyes? Like, that was classic.
Wait. Your lying-ass eyes?
We had more than a few jams, bro.
But, no, I need to know, did it work? Did that
yes,
work?
Yes. Classic.
No.
Classic.
No. That shit worked.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I need the whole story. What happened? What he did?
Don't believe what you
come
see.
Come on.
It's not
set
true.
It up.
It's about what I say to you.
You like Shaggy. Wasn't
exactly.
It?
You can't,
that's what
like,
I was about
you can't 20
years
what you
ago,
look,
but
what you
wasn't
see me. Isn't exactly the story that's playing out right now. So you can't
right.
trust your eyes. You got to listen to what I'm telling you.
No.
I'm telling you the truth.
No, that sounds like a bunch
no.
of
no. Yeah, that's the G right there. That's the straight
don't,
G.
Don't look at
and
the
I
window.
Forward.
Don't look at that.
I'm not 16. I'm grown. No.
But the point I was trying to bring out with that, the point I was trying to bring out with that is that, you know, a lot of times.
Greg, don't let them escape that, Greg.
No, I'm not. I'm going back to it a little bit. But, ladies, let me really ask you a question. If you messed up in a relationship, right, you're going to try to say whatever you can say to convince the man that it's not as bad as it looks, right? Yes or no?
No.
And most likely you're going to get your point across, up. Right? You messed up, you're just going to admit that you messed up and that's it?
I'm always right. I don't
know. No,
up.
I never messed
see?
Up.
See? See? Here we go.
That's what
we're
trying to get
here we go.
To.
See? Here
that's
we
what
we're
trying to get to.
We have a problem. We've identified the problem. We've identified the problem.
Yes, we have.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yep.
I told you I wasn't
going to
let them off.
The problem.
I told you I wasn't
going to
let them off.
I knew it.
Right.
I knew
that's
it, bro. I knew
that's
it. She's
thing.
Sick.
We, right. Well, whatever. But we can't let We can't go back and try to talk our way out of it, because a lot of times men talk to women and when they mess up, they're like, yeah, I messed up, blah, blah, and then everything's down his throat. But like you just said, Odetta, I'm perfect. I never mess up. So how are we going to have a conversation with you when you're always right?
That's
just
I've heard that before, but I was
not
right,
and
though.
Concede. That's all I'm saying. Pour my
hear.
Wine,
see?
Make me some food, and make me happy.
See? See? Because you
just
got the better
okay
communication.
I'm
hold on, Greg. We're the one in
a
relationship. Oh, Greg, hold on. Let's take advice
that's
from them. We're the ones in a relationship.
Yeah, because they're always right. They're never wrong. Let's listen.
Because they're always right. Yeah. Yo,
y'all
son.
Say the same thing, and y'all just say, yeah, you're right.
That's what we do.
Yeah, because you're right.
We do, because we can't get a word in edgewise.
I'm really joking. LOL, I'm bullshitting.
Yeah, but most women are not.
I'm wrong.
You're lying. You got caught.
You do?
You're lying.
No. I just want it for the laughs. I just want to say that for the laughs. But really, as I've grown and matured,
mm-hmm.
I can say when I'm wrong. Like, yo, I fucked up. I messed up. My bad. How can we move forward? That's it.
How about you just not mess up, though? That's where guys are at right now. Like,
you know what?
Mess up.
And that's a lesson, and you learn. You learn the lesson, apply it, and move forward. As long as I'm not repeating the same thing over and over and over again, then let's move forward. I'll allow you the same thing.
Our tolerance level is not that long. Like, once you mess up, we that's in our head. And we're
I haven't had an issue.
Pretty much.
I haven't had an issue.
That's a whole other
thing. I haven't had an issue.
Hold on. There's too many people talking. I think, Keisha, what did you say about that?
I said, what do you consider a mess up? You mean I messed up. I'm sorry. Messed up with
what? Whatever it is. When you mess up, most times a woman will be able to talk her way out of it. While a man, he messed up, he's pretty much stuck. So what Amadi was talking about, yo, don't believe your eyes. Believe what I'm telling you. Basically, Amadi and I know how to speak. We know how to speak to women. We know how to speak to people. So people understand what we're saying. What?
Relax.
A word?
Relax.
A word? Y'all got that G?
Relax.
You got it all?
Relax. Relax.
But that's what I'm saying. We know how to do
I like
that.
To listen.
We have studied how to do that. Because we've been raised with women. Women raised us. Mm. We know how to talk to women. You're going to understand how to deal with women. But most men don't know how to do that. So what they do, they clam up. So you want to have a conversation with a man, most of the time he's not going to do that because he's used to somebody telling him, no, you're wrong, I'm right, this is the way it's done. And
then
he starts going behind your back and doing things that is not according to what you would consider to be kosher for him.
Right, and that's why I say I make it nice and comfy and safe so that you can talk to me.
But it's too late.
I've been that other chick. I've been crazy, rah-rah, oh my God, what the... I did that. It didn't really produce positive results. So
I
learned a lesson, applied it, and came a different way. And that's how I get communication and positive communication. Nobody can say they don't know. I can't say I don't know. He can't say he don't know because it's easy, breezy, cool.
So you don't flash back?
No, I don't.
Okay.
It took me a while. I don't.
But how long? Like how
that,
how old were you when you finally
you.
Realized
if you make
that?
Me do that, then I don't need to be with you.
I got you. But how old were you when you finally
I'd
realized that?
I'd say it's only been like 2 years.
Oh, so 38. So we're talking about men that have been dealing with a lot of women, and let's say until the woman turns 38, that's when she realized she shouldn't be doing that. So all this time, a man's being conditioned by these women that once he opens up and he's truthful. Go ahead, because you're right.
I can't put me on other women. You know, it's a lot to do with how you're raised and, you know, what you know, what you've been taught, what you've seen. So it's a lot of different things that go into that. I can only
you
speak
asked
for
question,
me.
Odetta.
I know, but I'm just saying, I just want to speak for me and not everybody.
I'm just telling you what I think. And I don't know if Amaya agrees with me or not, but that's how we are, is this women want to over... They want to dominate the conversation. They want to be right. They don't want to be wrong.
Keep explaining it? You've already told her, and she proved your point. You're trying to tell her what
I know,
you
I know but
I'm trying to put it in her head.
Whoa. Hold
no,
on.
No, I hear
hold
what
on.
You're saying, but
hold
he
on.
Can't hear.
You're,
why
you're
can't he hear
again.
Me?
You're doing
me
again.
As well.
You're doing
it's,
again.
That's what a conversation, that's what I thought a conversation was.
Right.
It's not just a one-sided.
I'm not trying to be right.
Let's go to the next question. Buddy, you're right.
I like to express myself.
Where's my girlfriend? Where's my girl?
Clear.
She listens. Where's she at? Where's she at? God, yo. Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. I'm expressing myself. I like to be clear.
I know. Right. I know.
All right, guys. We got about 5 minutes. Let's just get to this last question. We got this last question, and then I want you to be the first one to crack at it. What are the fears that you had or most of your girlfriends are having as being a single parent dating?
Now, my fear, my major fear when dating other single parents is them not having boundaries with their co-parents and not having a positive and healthy relationship with their co-parent and their child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with me personally, I've always tried to make sure that we've had a good, you know, positive, healthy experience so that we were able to share holidays, even if they included, you know, my boyfriend or whatever. You know, we were all cool. So I need that to happen for my boo. He needs to have that together intact. I'm not with drama, the calling, the showing up, the crazy. So for me, if I'm
leave.
Not giving that, I expect the same thing. I need peace and love amongst everybody.
Okay. Akeithia?
Well, I would say really and truly is trying to understand if they're completely broken up with whoever they have a child with, because a lot of that insecurity or a lot of those issues with who has a holiday or who has what, sometimes those feelings are still there with them, and that's why there's so much animosity. So I'm not trying to be in a love triangle, so I would need to know that, you know, whoever they have a child with, that they have completely moved on from each other, and that they're, you know, like what I was saying, like there's so much shame there. But we could actually.
You're fading on me, Keith. You're fading on me.
I'm sorry. I was saying that basically just making sure that, you know, they're completely split. I'm not trying to be in a love triangle. I'm just trying to make sure that they are. I'm actually dating a single person. A single person.
Was that recent?
No.
Hamadi, what's your response?
What?
What's your biggest fear?
Same thing that you said, bro.
Word, this is what we're doing tonight. Are we switching places tomorrow? Did we switch places?
Same thing that you said, homie. No, because when I tried to tell you two to relax and settle down and point out facts, you guys wanted to hit me with your opinion. And I told you before, your opinion is appreciated, but you have to also look at the facts. Like, you were literally arguing with me and Greg, who are in relationships, and telling us, no, you're doing it wrong. that's not how you get a relationship.
No.
Like, yo, you're out of control and you need to be stopped. So I had to stop you, that's all. God. Yo, this
deflection
is fun.
Is a mother, yo. Deflection is a mother.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's close out. Akeithia, I really appreciate you coming back and closing out the show with us. You bring us a calmness to our crew. You might be the youngest out of all of us, but it seems like you deal with things, you know, in a different way, and that's fine. And I thank you for coming out for the show. Anything you want to close out with?
Dating a single mother. A man should be lucky to date a single mother for various reasons. So that's all I have.
Okay. Odetta, anything you want to close out with?
All right, I'll close out with, again, take your time, take it slow, and enjoy.
Okay.
Period.
Amadi?
No, don't take your time. Nobody has that type of time. Go ahead and dive right in. Make sure you exercise better judgment.
No.
Stop, I gave you your minute. Hey, relax again. Yo, just make sure you take your time, find the right one.
Seconds.
Make sure they're giving you back the same energy that you're giving them, okay? And take care of the children, because in the end of the day, that's all we got is these kids, all right? So take care of them.
And that takes time. That takes time. Yep.
Well,
yeah,
thank
but not
you everybody
6 months.
For,
we got things to do before that.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be back next week, and I'm not sure who our guest will be as of yet, but we'll be discussing about online dating, the pitfalls, and also the success stories of that. So thank
you
guys for listening.
Wait, no.
Did y'all hear that dude Nas album? Y'all listen, right?
No, I didn't hear
it. Listen to it right now.
You're done with this. You better listen.
About to come listen to it right now. About to come listen to it right now.
I'll go listen to it after the show.
Right. I'm on my way.
Love you guys. Love everybody out there. Thank you for tuning in. And once again, be safe, be smart, and be wise what you do when you're dealing with these relationships that you get yourself into. Because if you get yourself into a relationship with a child, then that's for life. So make sure you do the right thing and prepare yourself properly. Love you guys.
That sounded weird, bro. That sounded
weird. No picking jacks. No picking jacks.
Yeah, that sounded weird. He meant a relationship with a...
Don't go into my,
it was real.
My closing, okay?
He meant in a relationship with a woman that has a child.
But all right, peace, guys.
Love you guys. Good night.
Yep. Love
bye,
you. Peace and hair grease.
Bye, y'all. Thanks.
All right.
One.
Bye.